Troops from Russia, China and Central Asian states will today take part in a joint military exercise designed to show off their alliance's increasing power. Charles Collins has this report.
Over 6,000 troops will participate in the military exercise in Russia's southern Ural region. It's the last of a 9-day event called Peace Mission 2007. It began in northwest China, and most of the troops involved are Chinese and Russian. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization grew out of a regional effort in the mid-1990s to reduce military forces along common borders and has evolved into a military and economic alliance with a focus on Central Asia. Its other members are Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. Many see it as an attempted counterweight to NATO. 2 years ago, the organization called for a timetable for removal of U.S. bases from member states. The United States has even had its request for observer nation status denied, even though the privilege has been extended to Iran, India, Pakistan, and Mongolia. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he wants the organization to work together more.
Any attempts to solve global and regional problems unilaterally are hopeless. The SCO proves the effectiveness of a collective effort in counteracting current threats and challenges, broadening humanitarian and business cooperation. There's no doubt that the creative role of the SCO will only grow.
Although Iran's president this week used the meeting to attack the policies of the United States, the member states of the organization have been more muted than in past years. The energy sector is the main area of economic cooperation for the SCO, and its leaders know that the United States is one of the main investors in the sector. The president of Kyrgyzstan was quick to point out that the call for greater cooperation was not aimed at undermining any third-party nation. I'm Charles Collins.